AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. A scenic stretch of Central California coastline is marred by a four-mile-long oil slick. Initial estimates put the spill at about 21,000 gallons, but the Coast Guard says that figure may change after a morning flyover. Santa Barbara resident Morgan Miller tells KNBC-TV that he's concerned about the fish and birds in the area.
Tomorrow will probably be more of a sign of how bad the wildlife affected will be.
The spill is 20 miles northwest of the pricey seaside real estate of Santa Barbara. Morning light will also give a better indication of the twisters that hit Oklahoma and North Texas, including possibly two that hit the old resort town of Mineral Springs. In a potential breakthrough in Southeast Asia's humanitarian crisis, Indonesia and Malaysia have offered to provide temporary shelter to thousands of migrants stranded at sea after weeks of saying they weren't welcome. But Malaysia's foreign minister also appealed for international help, saying the crisis is a global problem.
We also agreed to offer them temporary shelter, provided that the settlement and repatriation process will be done in 1 year by the international community.
Israel's prime minister has overruled his defense minister, canceling a proposed West Bank bus segregation. Critics say segregating Israelis and Palestinians would be a form of apartheid. Takata has agreed to declare nearly 34 million of its airbags defective. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
The airbag inflators, we suspected, did not work correctly. And we believe that they have been responsible for at least five deaths in the United States.
A camera on the helmet of cliff jumper Dean Potter, who died in Yosemite National Park, shows he may have tried to avoid his friend who slammed into a ridge and then hit the rocks himself a split second later. This is AP Radio News. Bruce and Demi's daughter, Rumor Willis, is the new champion on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Host Tom Bergeron presented the Mirrorball Trophy.
Rumor and Val, the champion of Dancing with the Stars! Congratulations, my friend.
Riker Lynch came in second. Army vet Noah Gallagher was third. It was finale night also on NBC's The Voice. 16-year-old Sawyer Fredericks is the winner of that singing competition. Game two of the NHL's Western Conference Finals wound through three overtime periods and deep into the night, eventually becoming the longest game in Chicago's 89-year history. The Blackhawks defeated the Ducks 3-2. Chicago center Marcus Kruger.
We almost played two games out there, and to put it in and get a win, big win here from leaving California with 1-1, we're pretty satisfied with, and going back to Chicago, and it's going to be a great feeling stepping out there on United Center.
I'm Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.